So now we're getting into the fun part of Vestas, all the different Shvaitis and Shittas and Svaras. And Rabbeinu got a little chance to get into some of the Svaras. I'll speak out some interesting Nekudas that I saw, at least, and we'll see what we can do with it. And then if there's time at the end, I'll try to go through, you know, quickly through the different seats and speak out different things behind the place we spoke about. Those didn't get a chance to see it. We'll start with one Nekudas. It's two Nekudas that I'm going to try to tie together. Okay, the Imre Avram, Shlomo Zalman's brother, wants to tie it into Santa Zach. Well, what's the Havona of Yom HaChadosh? Pashtus Yom HaChadosh. So let's say let's take a Pashtus. She always sees on Heil HaChadosh, Yud HaChadosh. So we know that the Machalik is the Ra'ah and the Rajba. If it's the Moilad HaGavona that's Garim, or if it's the Shikuruk Garim, if it's Bezin's Kriyas HaChadosh that's Garim. In any event, though, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's easier to maybe understand if you say like the Moilad? That when the moon is at a certain position, that's when she sees. When even though Heilu Chaydush is not so much a different position, but is it Pshat the Be'etz of Heilu Chaydush is Garim to see, somehow? Which is especially hard to understand with, if you say it's Bezdin's Kriyas maybe. What is Hey on the calendar, how is that Garim to see? So the Shipura Kabar, the Kiddush Bezdin is Garim, how is the fifth day of the month Garim? And even if you say that it's the Moilad HaLevana that's Goyim, but what, you're going to say it's not the Moilad, the Lashon HaRav is the Moilad. But you're going to say that no, it's the position of the moon on the fifth day of the month, that's what's Goyim going to see. That would be one way of understanding it. However, the Meravam is noted on this to be Medayik, the Lashon of the Ra, and the Raj, but that both of them are going to agree that the Ikr is not like that. The Ikr is that Yomer Shchaydish is the Goyim. Whether it's the Moilad HaLevana, like the Ra'ah, the Lashon of the Ra'ah was that HaLevana B'tchilas Ra'oisei Ala Oretz, that's what's Garim. Or even the Lashon of the Raj, but it's the Shipura Kagarim, it's when they blow the Shofar and Bezdin, that's what's Garim to see. I have what she sees on Aleph, she sees on Hay and not on Aleph. Because that sets in the Aleph, the Moilad, whether it's the Moilad or Kriyas Bezdin, the Chaydish, that sets off her process that 5 days later leads to Re'iyah. But really, her Re'iyah is 5 days after Rosh Chodesh, whether it's again the Moilad or Kfiz Bezdin. So they either, and that way, Rome's noted to say it's more the second way. It's not that the Yom Hei is Gerber, it's 5 days after Tchilas HaChodesh is Gerber.
That's what Rosh Chodesh is going, only it's a process that, it's a delayed reaction.
Right.
But it's also the fact that
Bezdin
were
Kaveh, that's why
she
was totally safe. That's because the Kimul HaChala, Kimul, the Torah, 3 years old. That's due to age. That doesn't have to do with the place of the due to their age. Till she's three, the Bezdin were Chayzer. So Chazal, tell me when she turned, when's her birthday? The birthday was an Adar, so the Aleph Adar Shani. It's a different, Be'etzim it's different. It's just the Musid, all the Rashi was bringing from there, is the Musid that what Bezdin says is going to make a difference on the Metzius. So if Bezdin says today's Rosh Chodesh, or Bezdin waits and says tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, it's going to make a difference when her body starts preparing for the next Re'iyah, which might take place 5 days from now, or 10 days from now, or whatever. Oh, what does he gain by saying this? Is not saying this just for the fun of it, right? So one thing he's gaining in just a minute. What was his name? Nekuda here. Okay, so one thing he wanted to gain from that was, what's going to be with the lady who has now Yom HaChodesh B'diluk? She sees Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. What's going to happen when she comes to land? If you understood that, if you understand, like his first Mahalach, when he doesn't want to say, is that it's the Yom HaChodesh that's going to see. So, and what's this lady? This lady, she has a Vesis that it's increasing Yom HaChodesh that are going to see. First Chaf's Gerimer, and next month Chaf Aleph will be Gerimer to see, and then Chaf Beis will be Gerimer to see. So So now she gets to Lam and it's Goyim or Nasi, but what's going to come next? There's no reason to think that now Aleph is going to be Goyim or Nasi. She hits the end of the month, it's finished. However, if you learn... Yeah?
If it's like he's saying that the Rosh Chodesh sets off something, so it's like a flood of Rosh
Chodesh. Right, it's a flood of Rosh Chodesh.
Flood of Rosh Chodesh, so not kashur b'chalad to the date.
Right. It doesn't have to do the date, it's the haflogah from Rosh Chodesh that started. So Mele, he wants to say that Ibazai, that when she gets to Labad, now what's going to happen is she's technically going to go to the next Aleph. Not because, in other words, when she started,
which
she
was seeing.
Right, exactly. She was seeing Chof, when she saw Chof Nisan, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan caused her to see 20 days later. Now let's say she saw Lamed Nisan, so Nisan was going with a 30-day delay. Now the next month we expect her to see Aleph Sivan. The Hainu's Rosh Chodesh Iyar is now causing her to see with a 31-day delay. Each month, it's Pashut taking her one more day after the Maimon, after Rosh Chodesh, till the Re'i actually happens.
So eventually it's ridiculous. Eventually it's causing, that one month is causing her to see in the midst of preparations for another month.
No.
A 62-day, a 30, a 90-day delay, a 120-day delay. At some point, Adar causes with a 120-day delay, and then Nisan causes with a 180-day delay. Just don't prepare for Nisan in the middle of the version.
I understand that the Mechilas Kfoy Doi, his svar causes much bigger problems. Because number one is he's wrong. He's legally wrong. Because if that would be true, that he's saying that if she saw Lamed Nisan, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan with a 30-day delay, and he says, so then what's going to happen is she'll see Aleph Sivan because it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar with a 31-day delay. Right? But it's not. Because Iyar is chosim. She'd have to skip the basic.
What was it?
If it's going to be 31 days after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's not going to be Aleph Sivan, it's going to be Beis Sivan. And not only that, but then what's going to keep happening is now, it's not going to continue being Yemei HaChodesh. She'll see Beis Sivan, and then again Beis Tamuz, because Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it was a 30-day delay, and then a 31-day next. 32 days after Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to come out Beis Tamuz.
Why is that a problem?
Sivan's Mar.
2 days later.
So she's not anymore going to have a Nesses Chodesh LaHafloga. Nesses Chodesh LaDiluk. She's not going to continue having a Nesses Chodesh LaDiluk. Because it's going to go. It's going to go from Lamed Nisan to Beis Sivan,
okay,
to Beis Tamuz.
What? It's going to be 32 days. Not 32 days from Beis.
It's going to be 32 days from Aleph Sivan. But since Sivan is Mole, it's going to be the same date as what came out in Sivan. And then it's going to be, it's going to keep coming out. It's going to be, you know, Beis, Gimel, it's
going to... It's
what?
It'll break down.
It's not going to be a Vessel Chodesh B'diluk anymore. So, yeah. So the Chayim knows that they can't be shot.
But the other person, for wisdom, since whatever you call it on the calendar, the moon has 29 and a half positions that's orbit around the Earth. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what lunar month is. It's so whether I call it 30 or 1, it's kind of the next position, it's orbit around the Earth.
But the problem is that the makor for the Achreinim, who do want to say this chant, that it continues from Lamed to Aleph, is because the Medayik Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says...
What's
the other option? The makor is that it says... says Kishen Shkanaz Vez Baflog in the Yom Shem 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 Kach Kiraz B'mei Achleidish the Sivav B'mei Shem 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 Ketze B'lo Asa Shosh Kol Mechel Shabbos Ebechen Shem. Yeah, and it says, sorry, what was it? Ketze Kiraz B'mei Achleidish B'dilug Kishen Shkanaz Tezgav Nisim Tezzayin Iyur Yud Zayin Sivav Loi Kol Mevez Adje Tir B'yud Ches V'tamah Shem Kiven Shein Achlog Shabbos U'mi Im Ha'ya Lo Vez Gimel. So it says, so now she's going to be Choshashas, and Tesvav Nisim, Tezai, Iyar, Yudzai, and Sivan, Kama Vesis, but Choshashas, Yud Ches Tamos, Yud Tesov, Vichain Lo'oilo. it sounds like Dimu da Chaydish goes La'olam. So that's the makor for that Chayim who understand that it's going to, that even when it comes to Lamed, it's going to continue going. But what's going to continue doing? It's going to continue being, it's not going to continue being a Vesas HaChaydish B'Dimu blood. But it's not going to be Chaydish B'Dimu anymore. It's going to be something, it's going to turn into something else, basically. It's going to turn into something that's not Chaydish B'Dimu.
Because you can't have number 31 or 32.
Right.
Why don't you go back to Aleph? What's the reason to go back to Aleph?
Why not?
What's the story to go back to Aleph?
Because
it's a cycle of Chaydish.
The next
cycle of Chaydish.
But she's going to jump out again.
Chaydish plus a day.
You know, but she was at... You're going with the Emir Avram's Havana?
So not with his second shot, for sure not.
So with this first chapter, the day Be'etzim is Gerim Herdesi. So if Lamed was Gerim Herdesi, if Chavtes was Gerim Herdesi, Lamed was Gerim Herdesi, so then what's going to be Gerim Herdesi? Why would all this in Aleph be Gerim Herdesi?
Just like
Gerim
everyone constantly
advances.
What?
The Gerim constantly advances to the next day.
Well, just like Shabbos is Sunday. Shabbos is Aleph.
Isn't it the next day after
Aleph?
It's not the next day,
it's a new
it's the
next calendar.
By Yom it's Poshet that we go after Shabbos or something. Everyone agrees to that, no?
It's a reset.
So too by Chaydish. The end of the Chaydish, go back to the beginning of the Chaydish. It's like
the Chaydish. Yom HaChaydish starts from the beginning.
According to the first one, there is a next one. The first one is that the position of the moon is
the next one.
The moon has the next position. We can legally call it day one of this month instead of day 31 of that. But the moon is not the next position of the moon.
Dates.
So it's not the cycle of the moon, though. It's the Kriya
Sittes.
We pass against the Kriya Sittes. Maybe like the Ra'al, you can understand it, but like the Rashi, it's very hard. If we're saying it's the Kriya Sittes and the Zgarimur, so it's somehow 30 days after Kriya Sittes and the Zgarimur. Now when you come to Aleph, it's not 31 days after Kriya Sittes, it is the Yom Kriya Sittes.
Basically it's like where we see, basically it's Gerim went to start counting from. Basically it's Kaveh went to start counting from, but what's Gerim was the advancement of the day.
The next position of the moon is the
day is the Gerim. As it advances, and it keeps advancing. How do I know when to advance?
What is Lamed of Kriya Sittes? It's the 30th day from Kriya Sittes. That's what Lamed is. Lamed is the farthest point possible from Kriya Sittes. Aleph is Yom Kriya Sittes. There's no svar to go from Lamed. From the farthest point from Kriya Sittes to the Yom Kriya Sittes.
But the Kriya Sittes doesn't say when she's going to see. It doesn't say what day she's going to see. It just adjusts the calendar.
Well, if you never use Kavua for Aleph, that means... She's kavua that she sees on the day dozens kaveh lechayish.
But it's not Bezin are making her see that day. Bezin are making the calendar as to when it's going to fall out. Whatever her gurum is going to make her see, it's going to make her see.
Well, it's her gurum.
Not Bezin. They're two different things.
That's not what Rashi was saying. Rashi was saying that the Shippura Kagarim, that the Kriya's Bezin is what's gurum going to see.
That's not directly, indirectly.
It's a labor of Ramadan. The Bezin are making her see. But
indirectly.
Kriya's Bezin, the God, that's when she's going to see.
That's the same thing.
We see their fears. Now we can understand when the Gerim will fall out. We're not the day themselves are Gerim. That's not what it means. It's a Baruch Loshen should work a Gerim. It's a Baruch Loshen from when the Maaseh is directly Gerim. In this case, it's sure not directly Gerim.
What's the difference in the Ra? That's what the Ra holds. The moon is Gerim. What's the difference? The mazel of that day is Gerim. That's what you're saying. You're saying basically it's going to tell you.
That was pretty simple. You're saying the moon is Gerim, but it's not where the astronomer. It's not what the astrologers tell us the moon is. It's where Bezin tells us the moon is. If Bezin says the moon is now at 1/30th of the way up the sun of the sky, so then that is good for her.
Bezin will tell us where that's already is. The moon tells us where she's going to see. That's what I'm
is the moon being a 30th way through the sky that's going to see? If you take a telescope, we see it's not a 30th of the way. Who cares? Bezin said it's 1/30th of the way through the cycle. That's basically what I'm saying. So I'm saying it's muhach. Behold, I'm saying it's muhach, not like the Meir Avraham's chat. His chat is muhach l'chayr that it's not real.
How do you go to Aleph anyways? 1 month, 30 days was the Gerim. 30 days later we stop. And now the next month, you're going to see again that day.
It's nothing to do with days, it's to do with the moon. We're not going with Abshat. It's a haflog. It's not a haflog. Not like the Meir Mamad. It's a haflog from the Rosh Chodesh. It's the moon.
When are you going to see next? After 30, comes day 30.
When the moon advances to the next position. Happens to be that, it's going to be Aleph.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So she, so
but tomorrow.
But it's not no, that, a month after.
But Shavuot, there's no moon.
31
days.
There is a moon, that's what we're saying.
The moon is not.
And the next
day, month, you don't see anything.
Shavuot, that's no moon. There's no moon.
The moon tells you something else than what they're telling you.
But they're telling me where to look at where the moon is.
But they're telling you it's Jesus now. What do you want?
Too bad, they're committed
to Jesus. So the moon lasts
30 days. Oh, they're committed. They make the moon last
30 days. Look at the moon.
The Rashi brings a raya from there.
Yeah, look at the moon.
The Rashi brings a raya.
Look at the moon.
Sorry, you can't be Kedem Mechalik. The Rashi brings a raya from there. He's goof all
the time. Right, something else. That's
something else. According to Rashi, it's exactly the same.
This is Mashpi on the goof. Yom HaChodesh Mashpi on the goof. But you can't say this Mashpi on the moon.
It's not
Mashpi on the moon. Right, so it's not Tali B'mun B'chla. It goes straight from the Beis Din onto the date. They change the date, and this date must be on the issue.
Tali in the Mubdad, the moon advances.
It's not a Shemun. Who cares the moon? Who said, where is the moon, what is Beis Din based on their decision to be the way of the planets?
No, that's not a question.
But it's not like the change is
yeah,
Once I get past the name 30, what's the name number 1 got to be the name? We don't have any 30. But it doesn't have to be that reason, Sam. It could be that it's all, even like the position of the moon, it's just we don't look at how the astronomers are conveying the position of the moon, it's the way Chazal conveyed the position of the moon. Well, like that would come out, then it should go back to, it should go to Allah from Allah.
Yeah.
Like
Lashon HaKhara. Yeah, Lais Dechazmish and most places runs up past the moon does not.
She finishes,
stops. Some that are clever, though, let's say she does takasi an Aleph. Now, is that he was chayzel mkaymai, or does she need to see Aleph and Beis to show that she's continuing the derech dilud? But that's b'chol it seems that Roy Feisim hold that it does stop when it comes
to Aleph. What's the difference between that and Shabbos? Why Yamim, you go back to Sunday? After Shabbos, but here you don't.
Because, well, certainly, like, the way he's learning is by Yom, it's not that Sunday's Goyim with a 3-day delay. When someone sees Tuesday, it's not the beginning of the week that's Goyim her, but it takes 3 days. It's the Sunday that's Goyim.
No,
wait,
that's
Yom Bedilu. Why after Shabbos
you go to Sunday, but I'm saying there's no by the moon, is that there was a Molad. And that the Molad is a certain date, and you If you're a certain position from the Mailer, how do you pass by the Mailer? There is no stopping point. Here it's a circle. By Levana, there's a breaking point. The Mailer
is the only flavor. Is it the same seven? As Tuesday's good. Is it the same Yom Shlishi? Or is it that flavor of the next day? It's like a flavor thing. The next day.
You're saying there's no difference
between the flavor.
All the days in the week.
Shavuot,
just neutral.
Shavuot, what's the flag of
He's saying maybe
a
Yom Rishon,
Sheni,
Shlishi.
Shavuot.
It's Yom Shvi. That's
well,
the
Shavuot.
What's
the
good of Shavuot? Shavuot. The day itself is the good.
The name of the day.
The name of the day. Yeah.
The name of the day. What's the name of the day? Rishon is not the next name.
I'm saying it's the cycle, it's a regular cycle. It
so the Shavuot is different than the Chodesh in that way?
It was different than
the
Chodesh.
Everyone brings them together. What says you have in the garden, and the two examples are Chodesh and Shavuot. They're associated together.
The Maisa go by Shavuot, the Maisa, the Chazanish himself holds. I didn't see it inside. I think he passes like the Siddur Tara, that we don't say Shavuot, but deal with the clock. Because, why? I Shulchan Aruch says Shem Shekinaz Mechaydish B'Shavu B'Dilu, and then Mechaydish B'Shavu B'Shavu B'Dilu. That's good if she's seen consecutive weeks. If she sees this week Sunday, next week Monday, the week after that Tuesday, at 8-day intervals B'Seder. But when we talk about this as a Shavuah, we're really talking about she sees Sunday and then 3 or 4 or 5 weeks later Sunday. So that's really number one is that even if she's seeing Sundays, that's already really a Nesses HaSiruk. It's like seeing Aleph Nisan Aleph, you can't do Siruk and deal with Bigot. Shulchan is talking about when you know the Siruk. Shulchan is talking about when she sees it every week. Then you could have Yom HaChadosh B'diuk. But when she's seeing with the Siruk of every third, fourth, or fifth week, then you can't also have a Diuk.
She's saying
every week,
what's the point in saying she's
Persian and
Persian? She's never
told her. It'll be that she's Kaveh three times, and then she doesn't see for two weeks. Because otherwise, it's Mukhav, they didn't hold that way, but the Chavis Das and the Siddur Terence of Kotten Dalet both asked, there's a Siddur Siddur, and he sees from the Chayzer, but they both asked, what's it, every time you have two Haflagas, it's always going to be three Yimei HaChadosh, other B'Shava, other B'Dim. So why are you ever going to have to wait for a third Haflaga to be an Avanesis Kavur? As soon as you have any two haflogas, it's going to be, if it was 23, 22, 29, or 36, it'll be Yimei HaShavua B'Shava. And even if it's not, but it'll be Yimei HaShavua B'Dilug. And at least like Rav, you already have a Vesis Kovu. We have Machmer for Rav. So anytime when he has two haflogas Shavas, it will right away be a Vesis Kovu L'Chomra. That's what the Chavis Das in the Siddur Terence of Kotten Dalet
asks. Doesn't that mean it's really Lugim?
The ground will be free. Only the ground.
In four of them? In three of them?
Here, Shavur. It's a Shavur. It'll be Shavur to do. So on that, the Siddur Terence of Kotten Lamed Aleph answers, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav also passes that way, is that we don't say Siru and Dilug together.
They
use it. The Chavis Das seems kasha, and the Siddur Terence of Kotten Dalet, he seems to be chayzer, the Siddur Kotten Dalet, Siddur Kotten Lamed Aleph, but holds the yes, he could say. Agav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he speaks it out, says an important yisoid l'chayr investis that probably would address something a lot of people were thinking of as they were wondering about all these funny different patterns we talk about. Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the way he explains it is, he says, you see, whenever the Rishayna and Acharonim want to talk about a certain type of Vesis, a certain pattern, they always go back to the Gemara of the Rishayna to bring a Raya that we say such a thing. The Rishayna come and they bring a Raya we say Yem HaChadosh, and a Raya we say Yem HaFlog, and a Raya we say HaChadosh B'Dilug, and a Raya we say HaFlog of B'Dilug, and a Raya we say Yem HaShavua. But they have to bring Rayas for all these things. Look, I see a pattern. I know there's such a thing as Vesis. I know there's Erev Bezmanai, but I see a pattern. It happened three times. Should be good enough. Otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Vestis need a Rav. We don't make up our own Vestis. Remember what it is? In the Gemara, we have a Raya for Diluk. In the Gemara, we have a Raya for Siruk. We don't have any Raya enough from Gemara, enough from Rishayim, that you can say Diluk and Siruk together. If we don't find a Raya for it, we're not Chashish for it. Even if it happens three times, even if it happens 100 times, if there's no Makor for such a pattern, it's not a Vestis.
That's because there's a Roy Dashim or Rafa
Yishlash
Yom, or something
like that. Yeah, sorry. Even if we come out to Yishlash Yom, she have every 30 days twice, that would be Yimei HaShavua, every fourth week we deal with it, one day deal with it, because it's for it. Fine. This is there's an interesting Minchas Yitzchak, and I think it's a little bit built, could be on the Havana of Imre Avram now, and if you've seen Imre Avram, but he wants to explain that what is the Svar of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Why, according to Rav, was the Riyu Rishayna Min HaMinyan, and according to Shmuel, the Riyu Rishayna is not Min HaMinyan? If I remember correctly, one of the things that Imre Avram was doing here was defeating the fun. So Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, because he wants to understand like this. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is there's two different ways of understanding a Diluk. By Yemei HaChadosh, at least. Let's say if she saw Aleph Beis Gimel, is Pshat she's now Kavua that she'll always see one day later than what she saw last month? Or is Pshat that she sees Aleph Beis Gimel, we see a pattern. So we say, now I know she's going to see Palad Hei Vav Zayin V'chein Lo'ayla. In other words, she tell me now there's a pattern, and I assume she's going to see next month Palad Hei Vav, regardless of what she actually sees. Or do I say, no, there's a clear that she's going to see one day later than what she saw last month, with the obvious nafkamina being that she's Mashan. But there's also, he says, that's going to be Be'etzin the Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel, is, according to Rav, I see Aleph Beis Gimel, I see a pattern. I see Aleph Beis Gimel, that's a pattern. I expect that pattern to replicate itself in Dalad Vav and in Zayin Ches Tes Ad Lo'ayla. That's how Rav understood Vesas Adilug. Shmuel understood, no, Vesas Adilug is, it's Kilu X plus 1. It's always the previous month plus 1. So in order to see that, I have to have a fourth Re'iyah. Because otherwise the first Re'iyah isn't plus 1 on anything. So she saw Aleph Nisan, but that's nothing. When she saw Beis Iyar, that's Nisan plus 1. So that's the first time she's showing me plus 1. And then I need Gimel, Sivan, and Dalda. That's why according to Shmuel, you'll need 4 Re'iyahs, and according to Rav, 1 3 Re'iyahs. That's how he wants to explain the Machlokes.
Which gets more Machmer for Rav, so we should be Machmer for the deal from the Shinoi also? That's what, it should be Machlokes, Rav, and Shmuel, if you're Machmer for the deal from the Shinoi.
Right.
So if we're Machmer for both, we should be Machmer for both.
And that's what he says. That's he wants to say. So Ramela is, let's say she saw Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. The cooler hour she now has, she's Kermel, that's his Labim. That's what he would say. The next one she sees Yud. She should have seen Hay, but instead she saw Yud. So he says, Lafi that, according to Rav, that it has nothing to do with what she saw the previous month. So she saw Aleph Beis Gimel Dal, that's why she should have seen Hay, and she saw Yud. The month after that is supposed to be Vav, will be attacked. According to Rav, will be Chashish for Vav. According to Shmuel, we're going to be Chayshish for Yudah. And since we do both Lachon, what we're going to do?
So before it's not like that, though, no?
Who? Yeah, who's before it's not like that?
There's
a Bach. Close. It's not. He talks about a slightly different case. The case that he talks about is if she didn't see it at all.
The Balei Nefesh, he explains about the Kama, I think, no? He explains about the Kama's Dasik, the one who brings it, I believe he says it's before it's not like that, for sure.
Right.
He says that his case is she skipped your chas. He says your chas is
your chas. Oh, Kadarashi.
So nice. So what?
Biskechuba brings it.
So according to the Mithasitz, that's only Negev like that. And, which is especially problematic, yeah. Which is especially problematic because a number of Akharians seem to say that. Who was it? So I forget who speaks this says that we pass him the Ikar then it's like Shmuel.
Yeah, but that Rashi is the book of Rav.
The reality is that
Rashi that they're
explaining
isn't in love.
Chavis Dasa is saying Aloha Maisa.
It's a
Rashi, isn't it? Chavis Dasa is saying Aloha Maisa. So according to the Minchas Yitzchak, the Chavis Dasa is passing around in Mechumah Rein Makulu, which we then do, especially since if anything, according to the reality, is Tur and Shulchan Aruch were Saisim like Shmuel.
Shulchan Aruch
is Stam Yesh. That's a different. What's going to be if you get to a matzav of Shas and Chag Gadol or whatever it is? Is can you say we'll be saying the Ikar Hadin on one or the other? Do we know what the halacha is like? We're just machmer like the other one, or is it we manage have absolutely no idea, so we take both of them?
The whole thing's very shver because really they're all coming that the Rosh passes like Shmuel and the Rosh is opposite.
It's the Rosh.
The other way too, the ones
that
are. What?
So it's not clear. Divrei Yatzin claims the Iker is like Shmuel. He claims Tur Shulchan Aruch passed him like Shmuel. Okay. We'll see a couple minutes
later.
There are
other cases the Shmuel brings afterwards.
Yeah.
Before the, like,
yeah,
that's how
it's like Rav. Yeah, he says something like Rav, a lot of the Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, but they're all.
But that's not a riot, because Shulchan Aruch, as we see, wasn't carried to be medactic exactly the numbers, because the Shach wasn't then asked, what do you mean, you're not Choshish for Yud Tess, but Lamaisa, it's going to be the Haflogger, it's going to be the Inabainen, is it? Because you didn't mean you're not chayish shvitas. No, we're not trying to calculate dilug. I was dilug, you're not chayish shvitas. I had something else. That's not what the Mechaber didn't meant to be medacted. He's not meaning to drop a lady's calendar and tell her halacha l'maisa which day is the chayish for. He's coming to explain a dilug. He's coming to explain the gemara, whatever he's coming to explain in that section. So if you're saying he's coming to illustrate what is a dilug, if to save space, he only wrote four re'is. I, according to Shmuel, five, but maybe he even holds Iker, that the Iker Edim is like Shmuel. Ken's like, I don't think that's Muchaf, that if the Mechab is Soysim like Rav, that he holds the Iker is like Rav. He's going
to
tell me.
The Torah, who is Soysim like Shmuel, he also does the same thing to two places, one in the back and one in the back, they both ask, let one happen.
If anything, the bigger Rav, maybe from the Mechab is Tamir. That's maybe, if anything, that should fit, which should be the biggest of all the rais in the Lashon
HaMechaber. But there was...
first you say something like, just like Rav, I know. Yeah. But if anything, I'm saying...
For Avra Vesta, we have Stam Yesh in Kuf Bei Dalet, and then we have in Kuf Bei Tes Sif Dalet, and we use Kuf Bei Tes Sif Dalet, the Stam over there,
right.
The Baishat that were like the Yesh over there.
No, this is the Stam Africa Machlaikis study.
Yeah, but Wurna Tzuchmach doesn't do that.
It's not 100% clear. I don't know, it's not clear without Tzuchmach.
But it's an exceptional case, because it's Yesh Tzuchmach. It's not a regular
Stam Yesh. Yeah, I'm going to turn the different Yatsi wants to use it, what he considers a kula, but I'm going to, I think I'm going to say a little differently. That's the next step.
So where do we say that Machar passed wrong?
He says him like Rav a number of places.
He gives the case
like Rav. He mentions that if she saw four re'is or whatever, three re'is, now she's Kervei Avesis Adil. Even though that's only Rav who's in the case. Except, well, the Imre of Rav, a different shtickle wants to time that, which, okay, that's what it is, Machalikas Achrayim, is that all the cases we say some like Rav are by Yom HaFlod. And he wants to tell you that the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel is only by the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel is only by HaFlod and HaFlod and Yom HaFlod. He's only by the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. He wants to tell you that, yeah.
The Magia and the Prishas is like that.
Yeah. And he never wants to tell you that also. It's against the Shabbat. It's also Parashim Mayor. It's also Parashim Mayor. He's a couple of Achrayim Mulad that way. He's not a Desi Ophir. But he's a different whole shtickle theory for why that is. I didn't come to tell a brother in their house. So this one I wanted to know what's going on at the... So according to the Minchas Yisrael, he wants to say Machmur, it's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel Machmur for both. But what might say to say that is saying connected to one of the Chavis Das. Because the Chavis Das obviously didn't understand that. Because in Cain the Chavis Das is passing the ground even the Kula. And the Minchas Yisrael pretty much admits in his tshuva that he's not holding the sugi or whatever. Besides, he seems to have forgotten the Chavis Das, but he writes, this is all halacha l'olam ma'isa. But if you want halacha l'olam ma'isa, you have to ask someone who passes zochus nida on a daily basis. They're holding a nida. So it sounds like he didn't hold these for the nida so much. What? Rav
Yaakov stopped passing at 85 because he forgot a shah. I'd rather rely on him than...
Right, but it is interesting though if there is so what are we going to do with all the other Jews from the Chassidic at least in the Chassidic leader when he's made us in one of these he's not holding
right,
but he's holding
it was
the
wrong
day. Yeah, well, I would say that if not for the fact that here the Tillim is the Chassidic that's his
brush maybe
yeah. Fine. But he seemed to be understanding that Rav and Shmuel, or at least Shmuel, who's saying it's one, it's plus one, that it's a haflod. It's not just a, it's a something plus. That's how he understood Shmuel, which would then be similar to the way Rav was wanting to say it with, that it's like Rosh Chodesh plus. Which we already said in the play, doesn't it? Okay. So here's going to be an interesting one, though. This is... So what was the case the Divrei Yatzev went on? Divrei Yatzev went on that case. The case of the... She had a diluk, she saw a face, Yud, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Beis, and then jumped to Yud, Ches. So he says, Pasha, you're only choshesh for your test. Even though, as he at least knows that there's a Chavis Das, he's arguing. He says that there's a Chavis Das, And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's value you doubt. The Aruch HaShulchan is mistapic. And I think that everyone takes, I didn't get up to there yet inside, but everyone else takes on that the Aruch HaShulchan's sophic is not Yud Tess. The sophic is, she saw again, Yud Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Ches. So the Aruch HaShulchan's sophic is that we choshesh for Yud Gimel, because that was supposed to be the next day in the series. Or do we say, no, Maisa, instead of Yud Gimel, she saw Yud Ches, now we go on to Yud Aleph, which is what the Chavis Das says. But the sophic of the Aruch HaShulchan is that she choshesh for Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Didn't have a tzad Yud Tess b'cha. But the Divya Yatzev is aware of the two of them, he's aware of the sugya, and he says, Apo Pekin, he holds that, okay, he's totally a different sugya, the heat time is that it's poshut to him that it should be Yud Tess. But since I'm a connected to Chavis Das, I'm not going to pass in that way, legamri. You should be machmer for both, but here's the interesting nekuda that I wanted to bring out. But he says that on Yud Tess, which I hold as the Iker, he's Machmer for the Ozer. And on Yud Dalet, which is only a Safed, so he's Mekel on Ozer. Right? I think that's what he says here. Let's see. Yeah, it's got to skip around. Yeah. Yeah, but he wants to say Kubi the Chavis Das was Dafka when she didn't see it all that well. Which she saw on a different day, he says, could be the Chavis Das would be murder. Because he's aware there's a Chavis Das, he's either arguing on the Chavis Das, he's saying a pshat, the Chavis Das would agree with him. The Chalaifin he wants to say, oh, and he's basing that on that any, in his case was she saw Yud Yud Aleph Yud Beis. She only saw three Riyas of Diluv, not four. So according to Shmuel, it's also, it's not, she wasn't Kevel and Diluv yet. So then there's no reason not to be Chayshash for Yud Aleph. According to Shmuel, there's no reason to be Chayshash for Yud Aleph. She wasn't Kevel and Diluv. And he holds that we pass him the Ikra Adin like Shmuel. So he's saying, since the Ikra Adin is like Shmuel, no only Ma'it or Chumra for Rav, and I hold that anyway, it's you test and not you doubt. So Zichron, you doubt, you can make all the Chalpachs for the Arzuru. So the question is, what can we do? But really, what I'm just bringing that as a springboard to get on to what can we do? Let's say even when you saw Yud Aleph Yud Beis, let's start with Yud Aleph Yud Beis. So it's a machlek, it's a simple case. So it's a, now, the next month, does she have to be Parish Yud Gimel? According to Rav, yes. According to Shmuel, no. Can you say, now you'd be, according to Shmuel, you have to be Parish Yud Beis, and according to Rav, you don't have to be Parish Yud Beis. So on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, each one is a sophic, each one's a machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel, let's put it that way. So can I say, since the Arzibu is only a chumra, and there's a chumra, and there's a chumra, and that's a well, okay, it's not clear here, it's not the Shein HaKavua, it could be, according to Shrav, it isn't Nesesh HaKavua. What?
I don't hear about
Nesesh
HaKavua,
it's a deal with it, it's a Shmuel. According to Shmuel, it's a Shein HaKavua, according to Rav, it's a Shein HaKavua. But if we take on the Shmuel to be good. In other words, can we use that to say that since it's a Suffolk, don't do the Orzhu. What I want to say is that since the whole Orzhu is only a Chumra Balma anyway, so directly you have a Suffolk, a Machlaikis, whatever it is, you can make on both of them on the Ozur. In order to keep the Ozur, not on Yud Beis and not on Yud Gimel. Not exactly what the Diriyatz is, I'm taking the Diriyatz even beyond what he says. But the concept, that once it's a B'mokum Machlaikis, it's a B'mokum Sofik, he's saying Kenegi Iker at it. So I don't know how to say more to you. Since the Ozur anyway is only a Chumra Ba'am, it's not even clear what the Minig was, that maybe you can make on both. There was something I wanted to say for a long time, and I finally found someone who agreed with me. He even claimed that the Chavis Das would agree with it. I didn't see if the Chavis Das says it. But let's say a case like this. We're jumping down to a bit of a different sugya. Let's say she saw Sunday, and she saw 4 weeks later Sunday, 4 weeks later Sunday. So now she has, and another one, a fourth week, for another 4 weeks later Sunday. So Chavis Das, who I assume everyone saw or saw brought down, tells me that since we have both a haflog of 29 days and we have a Shavua Siur, but that is, which one do we go after? So the Chavis Das says that we go after the haflog because that's the more common vessels. So when I have to try to decide which one do I think was Gerim Harimia, I assume that it was probably the haflog and not the Yom HaShavua. And Remeila, what's Nachkamina? So let's say now, the next month she sees 25 days later. So since that month, I'm not Chayshin 4 days later now. Okay, it's not really. Let's say she saw 15 days. She had a very short period. She saw after 15 days. So am I Chayshin for day 29? Am I Chayshin for that fourth Sunday for the original for a year? So if it would be a Yema Shavua, which is similar to Yema Chaydish, so a Re'i in the middle doesn't bother me. She'd still have to be Chayshish for the fourth Sunday. But since he says it's Be'ikah, now it's become a Haflogah, so now it's going to be, it's going to go away because it's not a Haflogah, it's a broken Haflogah. It's Agav, the Chavis Dessal Shittosin, there's a problem with that.
But you count 29 from the 15.
You count 29 from the 15, but you're not going to count 29 from the beginning. Right. Now what's going to be though, let's say she saw on day 15. And she doesn't see 29 days after that 15, but she does see the fourth Sunday after that 15. Now what? So now, L'chaira, the Chavis Dessal isn't telling me,
she didn't see 29 days after the 15.
But she saw fourth Sunday after the 15.
Not like the Chavis Dessal expected.
Right. In other words, what did she do? She showed me l'chayra that Hagam l'chavas das tells me roiv noshim, the haflogi is more likely to be the re'iyah. So we assume she's like most people, where the haflogi is the more common re'iyah. But she showed me I'm an uncommon person. By me, it wasn't the haflogi of 29 days is the goyim. It was the every fourth Sunday that's the goyim by me. We know there is such a haflogi. We know there is such a vessel on every fourth Sunday. And she showed me that by me, that's the Iker Vest.
But the fourth Sunday from the Shinoi, not from the...
But now from the Riachayna. We always come from the Riachayna.
Yeah. You have a Chodesh,
you go by the day. It doesn't matter what Riachayna.
That's for one, but then if you keep going, you also give it. If she's... Well, there is no Chodesh from the Riachayna.
That's right. So right. Same thing with this Shavua. It's not... It's
not a flog, but it's every four Sundays. So now, if she's seen today, I expect her to see four Sundays
so
from now.
It's
a seer. It's not a flog, it's a seer.
It's not the same
Vestas
as before. What? It's not the same Vestas as before. It's a new
Vestas
of every four Sundays, because it wasn't the fourth Sunday from the last four Sundays.
It's the fourth Sunday from now. Four Sundays from this week.
Starting a new one.
It's
not a giggling that was her previous all along. Because it's not according to the old creed.
So let's say she saw on the 29th day, sorry,
that's the case. She saw
on the 15th and she saw again. She saw on the 15th and she saw again on the 29th. Yeah. Let's say she probably saw again on the 29th. Say like that.
That's Megalod, that was always
so the now I will have a view that by this, not like the Chavis Dessal woman is, the average woman is like that, and we usually assume a woman is average. But this woman's just proved to me she's not. She is the Miu where it really is, and she really has a Vesach, like the Gaira by her really
is
the Anashor.
Is he raising one and not raising the other?
Yeah.
Is she knew he's a raising?
We do find such a thing that a one-ton thing can be Megal, we need two things together. We'll find when we get to Kvitzis. She was Kofta Bershaydish, Verasa, Kofta Bershaydish, Verasa, and then she was Kofta, not a Bershaydish, and saw, or Bershaydish came without a Kvitzis and she saw. Even, so it's Megalotin Lamafreya that it wasn't Davka both together, that it was whichever one came by itself and
it wasn't
Kavoy. Even if it's Kavoy. Even if it's Kavoy.
Doesn't the
Re'ah
between
Shukavish
and
Kilosiru?
Isn't that Kilosiru?
That's why we should give the other case however you want it to be. Siru Gitlo Chargat doesn't. But okay, whatever.
You can't say Isha Shisa. Nisan, Ushadish Nisan, Iyal Sivan.
Yeah, Re'i in the middle kills the seer?
Huh?
Re'i in the middle kills the seer?
Does it?
I don't know, you are in the Shach.
So you want to say that every Isha has regular Vesas, she has also Vesas Sivogim? Because maybe these relations between her style.
That's a different problem. Maybe we'll talk about that too.
But every other month she sees a certain Yom HaChodesh, which is good. And in between she can see whatever she wants. But she shares the Yom HaChodesh of every other month.
No, that's
it. We'll get it. That's just
the point of theory, because she didn't see it.
We'll talk about it.
Every other month she sees Tesvav. No matter what happens, whether she sees it, whether she doesn't.
If she sees the Tesvav between, that would be a problem. If she sees a different day between them.
Right, different day between
them. So here also, we can be all
anyway. So Lameyla, so that's good. So that would be... So L'chayr in that case, the Pesach HaTakas says it, is that the Chavis Dessal is telling me that we go Mosa Roiv. This is the Roiv is Haflaga. But if she showed me that she's from the Miyu, not from the Roiv, so not from Amu, we're going to go by her, not by the Roiv anymore. She's Megalafi, she's not from the Roiv. And if I heard is the Yemo Shavuot.
What's from Haflaga?
Because the Makar that they say, the Chavis Daz is Makar to say that Haflaga is stronger than Shavuot is bigger from the Ramban, who says that the only Vestas is Haflaga Shavuot. And he doesn't hold the Yemo Chavuot, it seems.
What
is
he saying?
Also,
during the rabbit, there was to talk to the. Tries to find what deal the Gemara is talking about. He starts by talking about Chodesh Shabbos, then Chodesh Shabbos, and only then he comes to Chodesh Shabbos. And then Chodesh Shabbos. You see his list of her, it's a Siddhatar about that.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so getting cute case, what was my word? So sorry, what was the shach I was saying is not like you? L'chaira is the shach who explains that on a diluk chalila, the shach says that even 2 days, and what? Because we don't look at it as a vessel a diluk at all. The chavas, the Rabbeinu Chananel who learned that is the machloikas Rav and Shmuel, so then he himself required like Shmuel a 4-3 year. But with the bidah, we don't pass for Rabbeinu Chananel. Not, first of all, it's not Rav and Shmuel, but second of all, it's not even a deal. It's partially Shas. It's usually as a Vesis. He doesn't say those words. What he means, Lachar, is Tzirug of that of Shabbat. She sees every other month in Tesvav, and on the other month, she sees Tezayin. So Shas saying, the lady who's sitting, when she's a Vesis to see Tesvav Nisan, Tesvav Sivan, Tesvav Av. Tezayin Ir, Tezayin Tammuz, Tezayin El. She is two Vessas and Sirugs at the same time.
Seeing the other one in the meantime is not going to break.
The other one in the middle doesn't share the Sirug. The question is, you can really say that. The problem is that if you do say that, if depending how you take it, unless you can find some reason to say, which is Stimus Achreinim, but they don't explain why it should Davka be like that, that it has to be that both of the alternating months are Akvias, you'll come up with something wrong, because, for example, let's start like, what would be if she saw Tesvav, Tezayin, Tesvav, Yudches, Tesvav, Chavbez, Tesvav, Yud. So you're going to say that the Tesvav has been kind of on it. But she sees every other month Tesvav, and the other month, who knows? She's Eina Kavua. But if you're going to say that, then it's really going to be fun with the calendars.
You have to keep to the last 15.
Because you're going to look and say, let's see, last month she saw on Laman, or last month she saw Yud. Ooh, and look, 4 months ago she also saw on Yud. And let me know, what do you know? 8 months ago she also saw Yud. So now she's a Vestas. Cool, every 4th month to see on Yud. Nobody thinks of such Vestas. And it's, and Stima's
happens.
You can
find a pattern in anything.
No, it's not such a big pattern.
Every
10 months, she's on Yud.
If you're going to get enough into advanced, you can turn anything into a pattern.
So that everyone says, that is often a while for that. Don't say. We don't use advanced mathematics to find
patterns.
This is a serum. This is a vessel that is brought in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. It's your vessel.
It's a serum. But we don't see anyone by 4 months serum. You only see serum by. It says, Ben Kutal has been.
I'll tell you better than that. Hagufa. Hagufa. What is the case of the Gemara of Chalila? It's three. So Chavos, you see three also. She said, Tezvot Tezayin Yud Zayin, Tezvot Tezayin Yud Zayin, Tezvot Tezayin Yud Zayin. That's also going to be seen, even though it's three. And Mulchayr, who I didn't know, she said, Tezvot Tezayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Because that was pretty clear in the Taz, is that once we say more than two, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever.
Why didn't they say, Tezvot Chavbez, Lamedale?
So it's one says, Steam. Oh. That means it's no, but Stima Safranin seems to be, and I don't think I found anyone who spoke it out, but for some reason the Shach is only saying when it's two Vessas Kavuas together. If one's Kavu and another's not Kavu, then we don't say any Sirug at all.
But once you get that those nine Rias, then you have to be break each one of them.
Why is it one is Nikva before the other? Whatever one she sees. That's why it's Nikva the day before the design. It's right. Nikva even though she saw other else.
Oh, so you shouldn't have to break each one individually, right? So just like you can't you have to build them all together. So maybe you can break one.
And actually build it as well, because you thought it was designed in the meantime. Before it was clear.
That's how all dealings work. All dealings work, it's only in retrospect we see the pattern. Every Dilu. She saw you. She sees you. She saw you get out of Perkiel. That's what she based on Perkiel. When she gets to Gimel, now I say, ooh, now I have a Dilu. I should break it from the middle, but then I look back and I see it.
Yeah.
So the same thing here. You're right. She saw Tezvot, then she saw Tezayin, and that's broken as well. But when I get to the end of it, Tezvot, Tezayin, now I go back and say, ah, okay, it was all one big path. Or all two big paths. That seems to be the way all the Dilu work.
Who's this? That's only in
this Kabbalah should be? I'm familiar with speaking out. I'm foolish. Seems to be they all held that way. I don't know why, and I didn't see anyone speak.
So it might still be true that if she sees, hey, Yud, Tizvav, hey, Yud, Tizvav, hey, Yud, Tizvav.
Yeah, there is one person who speaks that way.
She'll have this Kabbalah for all three.
If she saw, hey, Vav.
Hey, Yud, Tizvav. Next one. Hey, even not say that.
Hey, you're out.
Does anyone speak Mefurish about breaking one, whether the other two stay?
Yeah, I don't remember the Shabbat afraid to say this. According to the Shabbat, he has to break each one separate.
Why does saying such a case?
She should also have to build,
because the Gemara's case is different.
She should be allowed to build each separately.
Why? Yeah, why the Gemara brings such a case?
She should. I agree with you. As far as she should, but it says the Shabbat is a case, and I don't know why. I agree with Svar.
So he says that
Shalabah
is not
expressed,
and
it's
the
right about that.
If you're saying this is true.
Does that
say that?
I don't know.
Is
that true?
No, but it's one big message. It's not three separate messages.
I'm noticing in my notes now, going back to the question about the Arzurua, the Piskachin is giving a Sugu B'Shoshanim, who says that when you have a case where according to Rav it's a Vesis Kavua and Shmuel it's not a Vesis Kavua, so according to Shmuel you have to keep on abandoning this. The Sugi of Shasham says you only keep one eye on the things. No Laman Aleph, no crazy person. The one who talks about whether this is Khalil, it makes sense because one safe I didn't get a chance to look at inside, but it looks like it's left in the symbol.
You're only keeping one eye on it because it's Shmuel.
Because it's a Sufi. According to Raz, there's no one to pay him. Well, everyone in the business is
You said that before.
But
you're saying even though Shmuel maybe is the Iker, but since according to Rav there's no one in the business because she's already in this Kavua, we're only going to keep one on.
According to Rashi,
there's
no
one in
the
business. You're right. The Pesach Shmuel brought it down from the Sugu B'Shoshan. The Sugu B'Shoshan does say that with this Dilu Chalil, the Pesach Shuvais brings the Sugu B'Shoshan who says that if she has the Khalil could even be on an irregular.
Oh yeah?
His example is Tesvav, well no, but see he says something a little different. He says that you could be Oikum each one separately. He thinks from the Ragged you'd be Oikum each one separately. But if the Sugab Shashanan says that he says if she sees Tesvav Tazayin Yud Ches. Tesvav Tazayin Yud Ches, that'll also be good. He doesn't say if the other one's totally random. As far as I see. Another interesting one, which I didn't get a chance to find inside, but it seems that there is a chidushei haflah here. I couldn't find any haflah near there.
They have, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the back, they have a lot of common haflah.
Ah, yeah? So I have to look for that.
Yeah.
The only Hafla I found here was on Ksubis in the back of 11S.
I didn't get to the back.
He brings a lot of interesting combinations. For example, going on these Siru, on the Rebbe Shishis Tezvov, Tezvov, Tezayin, Tezayin, Yedzayin, Yedzayin.
She should need to do that another 12 times and then she'll have...
Something right. It's a deal with the Siru.
So he said, oh, in fish.
So the Shabbos graduation shouldn't be able to say that, right?
Two verses, but they were two parallel.
Unless you're going to find some other thing to call that, other than to deal with the Siru.
Why? Shach says that we can have two verses together. She has one Tezvav design, she has...
The problem is each verse, she has 18 readers or 6.
If you're going to say like the Shach, you could say Kiyu like the Shach, that she sees Tesvav, in other words, what she sees Tesvav Nisan, skips Ir, sees Tes Zayin Sivan, skips Tamos, sees Yud Zayin Ob. But then the problem is that that deal, that Vessel by itself, according to the Sudra Taranik and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, isn't a good Vessel, because it's a deal with the Siru. So each, you're right, you could split it up, Kilo, it's two separate Vestas, but at least according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Siddur Tara, each one of them by itself is no good, so certainly the two of them together is not very important. And then he also declares, I'm just throwing these out because they're interesting. I really prefer more to go into the things that you can say Svaras behind, rather than just throwing out interesting clairs. But can you say Dilug Chalilo on Haflogos? She's a haflog of 20 days, haflog of 30 days, haflog of 40 days, then haflog of 20 days, haflog of 30 days, haflog of 40 days, haflog of 20 days, haflog of 30, haflog of 40. Is it only by Yom HaChodesh or speaking by haflogs? What? And we're doing two, haflog of 20, haflog of 30, haflog of... That's Poshut to me, don't say, actually. 20, 30, 20, 30, 20, 30, haflogos is Poshut to the Haflo, you don't say. Because that would be a Sirug by Haflo. That would be a Sirug by Haflo. There's no Sirug by Haflo. So why when it's three? Because then, that's the he seems to understand that the Shach's not the Shach is telling me that there's two things that could be here. I think that's the Nakudi. So that will at least take out. I think the Haflo's understanding that when the Shach tells you, Tezvot Tezayin, it's even two concomitant vessels of Sirus. He says that's the Shach, in that case, that's all it is. In the case where it's Tezvot Tezayin Yudzayin, the case of the Gemara, Tezvot Tezayin Yudzayin, that is a vessel of Dilug, at least like Rav, Besiru, Bechalilu. It's a Dilug Bechalilu. It's also, according to the Shach, it's also three simultaneous Vessels HaSirus, Vessels HaShav of the Sirus. But if right now, in the case of the Gemara, in the case of the Chavad, actually, in the case of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's two things. It's both a Dilud B'Chalilo, and it's also a Shav of the Sirus, three Shav of the Sirus. And then...
The Shafir Tari makes sense, because the whole thing they learned from Rabbeinu Chananel, and then Rabbeinu Chananel clearly learned...
Because Rabbeinu Chananel was learning, it's clearly Mishum Dilu. This is Vessel HaDilu. The Shach is saying, it's also Vessel HaSiruk. In that case. And he gives me the case of Tesvot Tezayin, which is only going to be Mishum Siruk. In the case of Haflogo, if she would see Haflogo of 20 days, Haflogo of 30, Haflogo of 20, Haflogo of 30, that's only... Then this is a Siruk. And there's no such thing as Siruk Bahaflog.
Yeah, well.
There's no such thing as Siruk Bahaflog. There isn't. I don't know why. There's no such thing as Siruk Bahaflog. But when she sees 20, 30, 40, 20, 30, 40, 20, 30, 40, out sirug, it can't be a sirug. Else with the shots, mechadish kiru, it's a sirug. That's not going to help me here since it's tafogas. But maybe go back on the argument of the Rabbi Yochanan's din that it's a dilug. You could have a dilug. You could have a dilug by haflogus, and mehechet tesi can have a dilug chalila by haflogus.
It can be a sirug haflogus.
Right.
It ruins the haflogus. No, it can't be. Sirug haflogus.
Right.
It can't be.
You can't skip a month because it's just a longer haflogus.
Yeah.
Well, you could. I mean, what, let's have it like this. She could have a haflogus of 30 days. She got flogged at 30, I flogged at 20, I flogged at 30, where she could see, or go back to her original. She could see a flog of 30, it'll go also. Let's say she sees a flog of 30 days, a flog of 28 days. Flog of 30 days, a flog of 32 days. A flog of 30, again, go back
to her. No, it's different flogos. In Siluk Stav, you're not saying it's a different, it's not, in Siluk Stav, it's really Yom HaChodesh. The other Yom HaChodesh
over here. So that's a good point, because what's the Havon of Siluk? Why is this a Siluk of Vessus? And why does it have, as all the Achrayim that we showed you explained already, and it has many of the Chumras, what's like, of Yom HaChodesh Kavua. Why? But he only needs three Re'iyas. Why? Because I say, the Etzem is Aleph L'Chodesh is Gerber. She sees Aleph Nisa, Aleph Sivan, Aleph L'Chodesh is Gerber. For some reason, it doesn't work in Yerid and Tamas. But Aleph L'Chodesh is Gerber Re'iyah. So, and it happens to Nisa Mal. So you can say that on Yom HaChodesh. But Haflogo, what are you going to say? The Etzim is, she has a balloon that pops at 30 days, but on some months it pops earlier, that doesn't go.
Haflogo is based on the fact that she has a certain shear.
Haflogo is based on...
The definition has to be Shabbos.
Right. Haflogo, the definition has to be. It's...
Why? Dilugin.
Except Dilugin. So then you're saying the balloon is still getting bigger. Each month it gets a little bigger. And which gets into what the Taz tells me is the big chiddush by every Chalila. It gets from Tezvot to Tezayin to Yudzayin, Back to Tezvav. Well, how does it jump back 2 days? You get that you got a big day bigger, a day smaller. Does it get too bigger and then jump
Taz,
back?
Taz,
he
says
that's the chiddush. He says that's the chiddush of saying Torah. Even though I would say it's not the stabber, but it is still good. So I think that there's a lot of for those who tend to look at the Heintiger they saw, there's a lot of prate dinim here that come up. The Ikra, especially the first time going at Slachalbos, the first time going through Ilchus Nigra, the Ikra to take out of these past throws, the Eight Sifim, is to get the basic Havonas of the Rishayim, how the Rishayim understood the different Vestas, what's Chaydish, Haflaga, Dilug, Sirug. They have the basic Allah Almighty, which is what it says in Shulchan Aruch Shach, Taz, Chavaz Das, Sidetar, or whatever. All these cases that are brought up in the later Achrayim, we have people time to see. They didn't, if nothing else, I hope I gave people a little bit of havon, a little bit of exposure to things they maybe didn't have time to see. And maybe next Machzor, people will have time. If you will, you'll take time, each person can take his time to go in and go through each one of these little, try to find what the svaris behind them are, what the raya's to them are, and most of them, behind them, most of them, as we saw, the svaris and the raya's they bring aren't necessarily muchach at all, maybe a muchach fakar, and there's still a lot of work that's needed on each of these projects. So we could have said, I understand, we went through these 8C in a week, and I think a week was enough time to get the basics pretty well. We could have spent a month on it and we wouldn't be finished then. And Mala subject, we're not going to spend a month on it, so now it's time to go on, and Bez Hashem, Sunday to start Sifu Gimel. And the Mechaba Sifu Gimel is relatively easy. The most important thing there really is the Pesach Tshuva brings the famous Nei of Yehuda about, which is important to understand with Yom and Laila. If she says, Aleph B'Yom and Aleph B'Laila, Aleph B'Yom, it's not conveyed together, why not? How does that work? Very important to Yehuda. Then we get into the Ramon Yud Gimel, and that's where the real funny. He thought, these were a lot of interesting combinations of dates and patterns. Just wait till you get to the Ramon Sifu Gimel. That's the real Nida Vestas. We get to Ketzora Ikaruko. One thing I will mention is before we get to Ramon Yud Gimel is that, it's late. I'll speak about it maybe Sunday. I'll give a little update. Let me start the sugi first before I explain
the
update.
It's
rather
for the
mice. How much time should you spend in
Yud Gimel? I don't know. It's long. It could take us all week.
Just that one
sit. Yud Gimel could take us all week. We have time to do Dal Shasvav next week. No, but if we spend the whole week on Yud Gimel, I mean, just look. I have my book out open, right? It starts in the middle. It's one, two and a half, three and a half. It's four blocks, a short block. So it could be open. No, to be fair, we already did one blot of it. One blot of it was the Shach on the Davis. It's really a free lot left today. I mean, and it's going to be the famous machlekes, though, the Besmer and the Tzarek Aruko, and there's plenty of work to do there. It's
all these weird events, there wasn't a mice, maybe to find this kavua today in the world.
So until I saw the Sukkah B'Shashana was, So that's the thing, the Sukkah B'Shashana, even he though doesn't seem to say it. I didn't find anyone before, so I have to look again at Pesachim Shabbos, who says that you could have such a sirug, that you could have a sirug with random dates in between. Why not? I don't know why not, but it doesn't seem that any of the Arabic person seem to be worried about it. Doesn't mention such a possibility.
Oh, the brother has something to convey to the Chodesh, and you see something in between, you're still worried for the next Chodesh. If you understand sirug, he was working with you. Other month, Yom HaFedish is Kabbalah. So there's a difference between any Yom HaFedish. By flaw is if you have something in between, so it ruins it to start counting from your last time you saw it. As you can by Yom HaFedish, you see something in between, so you still fight it. Until you pass the Yom HaFedish.
Take Yom HaFedish. If Yud HaFedish is Gurim and Rasim.
Yeah,
so how come on Nisan she saw Yud? But here she saw Hey, Sivan she saw Yud Gimel, Tamil she saw, all of a sudden, all again she goes back and sees Yud. I'm just saying, is Yud Gerim Hariyah or it's not Gerim Hariyah?
Every other month.
So the question is, why Yud she didn't see, not why did she see
that? If she didn't see, by the classic Sirug, where she didn't see anything in it, the classic Sirug is she didn't see it all in Eir. Yud Nisan, Yud Sivan, with nothing in Eir. So I understand, Prophet, Yud is the Gerim, it's always the Gerim, and it happens to be, though, that it doesn't always work.
But he's saying,
so then we have a problem. The Shach tells me already that you can have two Sirugs at the same time. Which is a big, which Be'etzin now is a big chiddush. It opens a Pandora's box, as they would say. Because now, if you can, if you're telling me to have Tezvot Tezayin, Tezvot Tezayin, the Tezayin doesn't shter the Tezvot, so then who says that it'll Chaf Aleph and a Yud Gimel or whatever also won't shter the Tezvot? That's the point, but no, but for some reason, nobody speaks that out, that according to the Shach now, we're going to have this grace of chumrah. I don't know why not, but...
How come according to the Shach, he said, if you want to be oikir, then you have to be oikir them one at a time.
Yeah.
Just say, as soon as you were oikir one, it's there the other ones also. As soon as you were oikir one, you saw on a different day. How are you oikir? Instead of seeing Tesvah, you saw on Yom.
That's only half a question.
So,
until I understand why that kind of... I'm worried about it. I can't tell you why here.
No, if you want, the other ones still stay. I mean,
maybe it's only a problem with Kfiyas Nesses.
You can be utter one by seeing the other one, not that one, three times.